UFO.
I don't think you can. It's fine.
Let's do the other one.
I don't want anything to happen. So, anyways, so let's just go. Carson, who is the catch? Man or woman?
We both are catches in our own ways.
Nigga, that is trash.
Oh, man. Honestly? Damn. I know y'all want me to say that the men are the catch, but if you can find the right type of woman, will be the catch. But it's very hard to just pinpoint.
Don't do that. You,
Christina, y'all are very rare, far and few. You're very far and few. But if you find the right woman could be the catch. The man's still gonna do what he gotta do and still gonna be.
Is he though?
The superior.
Is he?
Because I think at the end of the day,
Most men are full of shit.
That's true.
So a man who's got his shit together and a woman who's got her shit together. Who's the catch?
The woman with her shit together?
The woman with her shit together. Because she's gonna do everything in her power to make sure the shit stays together.
For both or just her?
No, okay. See, I'm glad you said that, Jay. Nope, I don't agree.
I feel like a lot of times men think that women do stuff for selfish reasons, and that's never the case. A lot of times women do stuff for selfless reasons.
No.
Okay. No.
Elaborate. Yes. I'm listening.
Yes. I'm simply saying, like, a lot of times women will go along and do things with her mate or her partner just for the fulfillment of seeing them happy. She might not necessarily like doing it or enjoy it, but again, it's not for her. It's not for her gain. It's just to make you happy that she's doing it.
Do you have examples?
Like when my mom goes golfing with my dad, she don't even fucking like to golf.
Okay, so we're talking about leisure activities. I'm talking about like.
It could be anything though. It doesn't have those, like, I mean, like, not to put nobody out there, but like, well, I don't want to say that because like, I'm really close to them. No, I'm going to give a different example.
Bob and Tina.
Anyways, I'm just saying, so like, say someone comes home and they're talking about like what they did at work and they're so excited and they're talking about a presentation and blah, 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 but they're so invested because they have truly enjoyed their job, which is great, but maybe she don't want to hear about that or maybe he don't want to hear about that, but like he sits there and listens because again, that makes their spouse happy. Like them listening to their day, them explaining to them a skill, that they explain to them a task. Like this one time I was dating this person, they like to work out all the time. I ran all my life. I legit have been running and working out for so many years of my life that I literally, it's like it kills me to work out. I mean, I work out, but whatever. But I was dating this person and he wants to work out all the time. Did I want to do that shit? No. There were some days I didn't. Some days I wanted to like eat a fucking candy bar, but I didn't because that made him happy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like sometimes people don't recognize that women are very willing to show love in selfless ways, not always selfish ways.
Sure.
Get it?
Sure. Cool with that shit. So are there more great women in the world or great men in the world?
Depends how you define greatness.
Well, we already know there's a shortage of men. So
now that Christina said that, I have to say there's more great men in the world, bro. Because women just really think they really own something. Like what are you doing that so? What are you doing that so?
Bro, what are you doing?
I'm not even debating like man versus woman.
What the fuck? What are you doing?
Based on the number itself, I would say that men are the catch simply because they're fewer.
It's like, here's the thing. Is being a catch like about rarity or about what you have to offer? I think women have more to offer, but I think men, especially black men, are rarer. So it's like, that's kind of what it is. It's like, oh, like this woman got like one, like
say it, Miles. Like, she got
no, just comparatively, like, women are just better creatures, like, just physically, like, you know, like, just all around, like, you just,
yeah,
like, sexually, all that shit, like, they softer, they hygiene better, like, they just, women just dope, like, it's just better, but it's like, cool,
they hygiene better,
like, they just better, like,
some dusty really, like, niggas, but I know some dirty ass niggas, bro. Dirty
nah, niggas, bro, they, like, go on a date with like a girl who's bisexual or something like that and ask them like the differences in their partners. They'll tell you like niggas is dirty or like not even dirty, but you know, like a man's version of a home and a woman's version of a home, two very different things. Like, oh, no, man, I didn't even know like pillow protectors were and shit like that.
My shit clean. Like,
yeah, women just, yeah, but like to you, like a woman be like, oh, my house is dirty. And you get over there and be like a little magazine that's crooked. And it's like, okay.
Where you get to their house and they ain't got shit to get dirty.
Well, that's fair too. I didn't see the mattress on the floor.
That's what I'm saying.
That's low key the bad ones.
Yeah. Right? They gonna be the catch. You're not the catch because you don't have nothing to fucking.
That's a, oh, never mind. I can't tell that story.
Man, you and Christina backing out of these stories, man. Go ahead.
No, Jay, because you was there for that. Jay,
all right, well, shit, nigga, incriminate me then, shit. If I was there,
no.
What's the story?
So Jake in LA one year, and we went to this club, and like he gonna say this don't happen to people, but it do. But we walked into this club in downtown LA, and as soon as I walked in there, this girl just started like we just walked. As soon as I walked in the door, this girl like hungry started like rubbing on my ass, and then we was just partying, and then like
how often does that happen to people?
Not very at all.
Exactly.
All the time. Not very.
No. This motherfucker here has hundreds of stories like this. So then and I've been there for half of them.
They share.
Like, what the fuck?
How does this happen? Yeah.
So then that happened. And then we just kind of, because you, like, we just got in the club. So it's like, I can't, like, you know, you got to see what else is there before you, like, you pick. So I'm, you know, like, be cool, like, whatever, you do that, and then you kind of keep it pushing.
Be cool,
and then we kind of spun, and then this other shit, this nigga's funny, because we sitting there, like, in the dance floor, and this nigga turned around, and he turned back, and his chick got, like, a hand down in my pants.
Whoa.
Because it's this chick.
Just, you didn't know her at all, Miles?
I met her 2 minutes ago.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, dog.
Miles, they out here spreading words about you. That gotta be what it is, Jay.
Miles got that halo on top of his head.
Yeah.
Nigga was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. But anyway.
And so you left Kyle. No. She was cute, but it was just the whole thing. And then Jay left town, obviously. And then so I was still talking to this girl, and I go over to her spot. She like lived somewhere like North Hollywood, whatever. And she was like, she said something like, oh, do you want a party? You want a party? And I was like, yeah, I'll party. You know, whatever. I'm cool. Let's kick it. So I go over there. Now, because I don't do, like, coke and shit like that. So in LA, party means coke.
That's what that's like, the that's, first thing I thought you was talking about.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about coke.
Like drugs, yeah.
No, but she was just saying, like, oh, we should, like, well, she didn't say party. She was like, we should kick it. We should da-da-da. And I was like, cool. But it was like coke was insinuated. And I was like, then that's when I got there. She was like, okay, I brought some drink. You know, I brought some Hennessy and shit. Like, I'm like, all right, let's kick it. She go, where the she goes, where's the coke? And I go, it's cocaine. Yeah.
Where's
that's
the
a
coke?
Drug.
Yeah, like, nah, we're not doing that.
That's a
like,
drug.
That
drug.
Shit's standard. It's, God damn.
Yeah.
Bro, this chick turned into like a werewolf. Like, she was like cool. And then it turned to a point because like I was like, all right, well, like, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna leave. And she was like, no, don't leave. It started like
nigga, you chasing ain't going me around nowhere. The
No.
That shit was like, don't be a menace when that lady turned demon and shit. Damn. And then like, I remember like walking to her back room. All she had was just it was a nice ass apartment. But all she had was a mattress on the floor. Like that's all she had was just this mattress on the floor.
No duvet.
And like some suitcases of clothes and shit. And some shoes. I was like, are you like, how are you homeless in a home? It was super weird.
It'd be like that though.
It was super. She was
That's how they be. They be fine.
She was just coked out and like
fine with clothes and no
homish
furniture. Did she have like living room furniture though? Like, did y'all have somewhere to sit down and like? If y'all was gonna do the cocaine, did you have somewhere to
like, no, she did. She had like
to
a
set up.
She had a
yeah.
No, she had a sofa.
got a surface.
And it was like, I was trying to fuck, like, to be honest. I was trying to, like,
of course. I hope.
So the match was good enough. The match was good enough for sure.
The flow was good.
But she was just like, she was trying to get high. Like, we had two different agendas.
Yeah.
Like, both of us. And when I was like, you know what? Like, I'm cool. She went crazy. She went crazy.
That I would consider that to not be a catch at all.
Yeah. No, that was not. No.
Yeah.
Anyway. That was a long, long time ago, though.
But see, but just like to like jump this point of just like all of this, bro, like, I think that it's easier for like a woman to like live like that and be okay and still think that she's like flourishing. Then like you won't catch no man like living like that and still trying to, you know, like to finesse and still like, thinking he really out here doing some shit.
You might.
What? So fucking
you lie. Are crazy.
Me personally, I
you
don't.
You have lost your.
I don't ever see, that. Maybe because the, like niggas that I know. Maybe the niggas that I know don't.
Niggas live crazy.
You're delusional.
Bro,
maybe because my friends ain't like that. Y'all don't act like that. Y'all don't live, so I don't know too many people who do live like that. Most of my friends got furniture sets. Most of my friends got houses.
What's it, furniture sets?
I don't have a lot of friends that move a certain way. You know, niggas can't act like they ain't shit. Like, don't do that. I don't. You tried. You tried it, and
that's a wrong step of positive things.
Yeah, nah, bro. That like that ain't the norm for women. Like, nah, niggas be living like that. Niggas is frauding for real, for real.
But where they live just on a couch?
Yeah.
Some of them just live on a couch.
There's a bunch of dudes that live on a couch.
Maybe just I just don't surround myself around that. So I just maybe niggas just hide it very well.
The funny thing is, like, just like the baddest chicks, a lot of times like be living like that. A lot of like the flyest dudes that you'll meet like live like that.
Scammers.
Like it's just
where they live together like that.
It's a lot of, it ain't nothing wrong with it. Like, shit, I was a couch surfer for a while. Like, it's just, that's just, but they be couch surfing with like $600 shoes. And
that part.
$500 BMW.
Don't have no car. Yeah. Just be like.
Yeah. Shit, in LA, niggas be renting cars for the weekend.
Oh, I know.
Like, renting,
nice.
Like.
Yeah.
They do that out here. Lambos. What are you talking about? They do that in Houston, renting cars for the weekend.
Yeah, but in Houston, you could rent like a, you know, like Altima.
Miles, fucking get out of here, dog. What's wrong with Miles?
God damn it.
If I know a nigga that ran the Altima for the weekend, hey, that nigga's no longer my friend, bro.
Not rent that bitch to stunt. His car better be
in
the
shop.
Saying,
I'm about to say, is he stunting or is he just, going through some times real quick? Damn.
God damn. Okay, Christina. What type of man would you describe as a catch? Like, what is a catch to you?
If you say something about him being God-fearing or
living, I don't even think Christina would leave with this shit, honestly.
I just want to make sure that's not two of the options.
Why you want to make sure
why can't that be an option? That's standard, bro. That's just standard, bro. I want to hear some different shit.
You don't get to dictate what I'm going to say.
I want him to be funny.
The question wasn't asked to you. The question was asked to me.
Go ahead.
Carlton, what kind of man you looking for?
Man, come on, man. Go ahead, Christine. Miles is stupid, bro. Ooh, Miles on it today.
Hey, man.
All right, Christina. Go ahead.
God fearing.
Amen.
honestly, like my ideal person is just someone that's like just my friend. Like I say that all the time. Like I don't picture myself being with someone that I cannot be friends with. Like because at the end of the day, if we can't just have fun with each other, like what do we have? Like because me, sometimes I can be lazy and sometimes I might not want to like be around you. But I feel like if you're my friend first, you'll just get that. Like, I feel like all my friends know them to know, like, she ain't feeling it today. Like, let me let her just do her thing. Someone who's, like, motivating, like, doesn't want to, like, drag me down, but, like, also motivates me as well as motivates himself. Like, I feel like I can self-motivate myself, but, like, sometimes you want to feel support. And I don't need that, like, 24/7. But every now and then, a little... you got this, boo. Like, that's it. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just being a positive reinforcement within my life, because I don't need you for nothing. If you're not adding to my life, then like you good. But like, you know,
is that like a, what's it called, like oxymoron? You don't need anybody for shit, but you want somebody to add to your life.
Yeah.
No, because it's like, it's the difference between like,
like, I'm not dependent on anyone. And I think that people get that misconstrued. That's why I can't stand when I see like women trying to dog man for not like paying for shit. Like, who are you to expect this man to constantly to just come out of nowhere and take care of you? Like, what have you contributed to his space or to his life that warrants him to want to do that? Like, why is the expectation that just because you're pretty or because you give him some, you're supposed to get X, Y, and Z? Like, I don't know. I've never really understood that, because then the next thing out your mouth is, well, I'm not no hoe. Well, I mean,
where are you?
And it's the difference between
I don't see the difference.
Or you expect me to pay $3,000 when you bring 20 of your family members to this fucking date?
Like, when they be like, if your dude come to the to brunch and he need to pay for everybody, why? Why do you think that that's okay? Like,
that's wild that people really be believing that. Yeah.
But that's what I say this all the time. This world is legit an oxymoron, because if you talk about that, then you have to once again talk about the man who are using their money to get the women. That's right. Why this has become a standard now.
Because that's so poor prioritization. Like, why would that be okay?
It's very poor priority. Like, why would I fund your life? Like, why
not? It's also like, bro, I think the difference too, Carlton, is like the difference in the mentality between, like, I think sometimes these get falsely equated, but there's like survival and then there's quality of life. Mm-hmm. And like, when you're looking for a partner, like, they should add to your quality of life, but they shouldn't be funding your survival.
Right, like, exactly. Right.
It's like Christina going like,
that's what Christina's saying.
She's going like, you know what I mean? She's going to do what she got to do, but it's like, kind of to you, like, I think this is like when Kevin Sims be getting fucked up a lot. I'm sorry. But like, that's the line, is like, just because there's like educated women out here who like can fend for themselves, there's other aspects of life that aren't necessarily economic. Like, you need partnership.
You need partners,
like, you need, like, you know what I mean? Like, you need friends and fun and like a confidant and all that other stuff. Like, there's, or at least, you know, maybe need it, but it's beneficial to your life. Like, it adds to you in ways that you could never understand, you know? And it's like, those things are just intangibles. That ain't always about like how much you make and like, five-year plan, blah blah. It's just like, yo, how do you deal with stress? Like, are you cool? Like, can we just talk?
That's a catch to me. Yeah, that's a catch to me.
Big fact.
Because I agree. That's what you're saying, Christina. Like, you don't need anybody for anything, but if somebody can help with the quality of your life, then
yeah, like, if you can add to it, then that's great. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not begging no one to be here. I'm not texting no one. Like, it's at the end of the day, like, you're going to know if it's going to, like, if that person is going to be there. And like, my ideal person is going to just, my thing is like, if you genuinely care about someone, you're going to observe the behaviors that you need to do in order to bring out the best in that person. And then if you can't initially see it, then you will be conscious enough to just ask the proper questions. Cause that's the part that drives me insane. I'm the type of person, if I like someone, if I care about someone, if I'm with someone, I'm going to start asking the proper questions so that I know what to do in order to make you happy. And it can be something stupid like, oh, what's your favorite dessert? And if you say cheesecake, all right, noted. So maybe one day I just pull up with some fucking cheesecake. Like, because again, you want to do things to make the other person happy, because then in turn, it should make you happy.
Yeah.
Because that's what a partnership is. So to me, the takeaway from this entire thing is like, if either person can be the catch, it just depends on what you're willing to do for your partner.
That's correct. I understand what you're saying, because like the right person for me would be somebody that would want to build a bond, like you're saying, like a friendship. I value bonds over a relationship or the title. Because like, if you gonna bring peace, you gonna de-stress. I already be stressed, anxious all the time.
Yeah, but you don't be trying to get nobody no titles, and I'm not down for that. Like, you be like, oh, but you know what?
It's not us. Yeah, that's not where I was going, Christina.
I don't want to agree with well, you, and then you be like, oh yeah, we agree, but we don't agree because
I understand. It's not focused on the title. It's just the fact that bonds need to be created before anything else. That's it. Just
okay, but how long the bond got to be there?
We're not talking about that right now.
We're talking about it now, though, bro. What is it?
If the bond is genuine enough, there's no time limit for it. So like, if I feel there's no time. If I feel that, okay, boom.
This person should be telling them, ain't it?
Exactly. Because the bond is genuine, like, you be so full of shit. Be full of shit. Don't waste people's time. There's no time.
Because we're gonna be together. Like,
no time like the
person. If the bond is there,
no time like the person.
Literally, Miles, like, you just can only live in the
no, nigga. Miles wasn't agreeing with you, nigga.
No, I know that's what I'm saying, but you can only live right now, Miles. So it's like that has to be cool, like, I can't say we gonna be here tomorrow.
You can only live right now.
We haven't seen tomorrow, so we don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring.
Oh, you be telling them you can only live right now.
But let's be happy and look at right now.
You can only live right now.
Oh. That's real, Miles. That's real.
No, it's not.
I don't know what type of nigga I'm gonna be tomorrow. You don't know either. You don't know what type of woman you're gonna be tomorrow. But right now, whatever this is, it's working. So live in the now.
Oh my God!
You need help.
I can't tell the future. You can't tell the future either. We can plan a wedding.
You act like you have no agency over the future. You act like you just a big
exactly. Like,
you're just living, Miles. You don't know you're gonna wake up tomorrow.
You have some control over the decisions you choose to make, Carlton. So you sitting here saying some of the things you're saying are complete bullshit, and you know
you can prep for something to happen later, and it don't work that same way. I can go work out every fucking day, or I can go work out all day today, right? Yeah, you putting your head down because you know I'm gonna say some shit that's gonna fuck you up. It's gonna make sense, and you don't want it to make sense. That's all right, right?
Fuck me up, Carlton.
That's okay. I'm wrong.
No, you can work out. I want to hear this gun. You can.
I want to hear this shit too.
Fuck me up.
This is okay, bro.
Okay. No. You heard the rest of that shit in your head.
What is wrong with Miles, bro?
Never mind. I don't want to fuck you up.
Bro, why did we open the room for Miles? We should have left that nigga at the door, bro.
No. You had nothing to say. You had nothing to say, Carl.
No, Christina, what I was trying to say is that no matter, let's just
what
say.
What was it? What was it?
I can't fucking talk now because Miles is fucking stupid, bro.
It's not Miles. You have the nothing end is, to say. No. You have nothing
My point is you can't change shit outside of what's going on right now. That's my whole point. You can't change shit. Oh, man. We're just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
It works. It's working. So... I mean, maybe it depends on who it is, but
you legit.
No, but Carlton be saying if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Like, that's what it is, bro. It's like
you hit them with it if it ain't broken.
Why try to adjust?
You swear you are not toxic. 101 in toxicity. Like that is such a toxic nigga response. Like, oh, we just gonna, you know, be where we at. Like, what are we talking about? Be where
Christina,
we at. Like,
that's stressful.
Like, what?
That's stressful.
Like, what? You can't. So you mean to tell me you can't see a couple of months ahead? Like, oh, are you gonna like me? No. Oh no, I can't see that far into the future. You know, it's a day at a time. It's a day at a time. Like that to me is toxicity. Like you swear you're not toxic.
No,
because this is
where
I'm talking
from.
About.
What's toxic is that
time.
you can't even compromise to think the same way I'm thinking. That's toxic.
No,
that's
I'm really all about
fair.
Compromising.
No, that's
not
toxic. You won't even give yourself the opportunity to try to think the same way I'm trying to think. That's toxic.
Shut up. No.
We can't even have a constructive conversation because you won't let me talk. That's toxic.
Look,
I wouldn't be acting, Jay. This is terrible, bro. It's terrible.
No, Carlton.
You want me to plan? You want me to plan tomorrow with your ass? You can't even talk to me the right way right now.
Oh my God, I'm about to get off this. I'm about to get off because you about to piss me off. I'm sleepy. You're trying to literally sit here and say that I'm being toxic because I'm not willing to compromise, but I'm not willing to compromise 5 or 7 years of my life. Like, that's the part you're not, like, you be trying to act like
No,
be quiet, be quiet. You're not, you be trying to act like people be asking for too much. Dude, if you're going to waste somebody's time, if you can't figure out what you want, 3, 4, 5, like, that's wasting someone's time. You don't, like, no. I would want to know. If you
how is the time wasted if you're there? That's like
because you paint a distorted picture of what's possible.
Thank we're not, you. But
you're dangling.
So
no, it's you're not dangling a relationship out here like it's possible, and it ain't.
You're not
going. You doing a fucking Ponzi scheme on the relationship.
You don't want it. So stop.
No, you're there. If I'm there for that long, clearly that's
not
what I'm
participating
in. I'm not gonna stress myself out for no reason. For 5 years.
Nobody is going to agree with being like, oh, okay, so we just going to hang out. But whenever Carlton decides that he, and that could be tomorrow.
I've already decided that I'm going to be spending that much time with you because I've done it. I'm at the 5-year mark.
Oh, my God.
But I've been there the whole time. No.
Who gives a shit?
You just don't want to wrap your mind around the concept. And that's okay. It's okay. It's not for everybody. It's not. But it works.
Bro, you say some of the stupidest shit. Is it Carlton, working for you right now?
Carlton, you got a pyramid scheme going over there.
No, it's not.
Thank you. Like,
you like an Herbalife for a relationship. Like, you could be
selling dreams. Selling dreams to these girls.
No.
And
you can move up to gold level, but then you go back down bronze. And no. Then once you do 5 years of gold,
no.
It's too much.
You're treating women
it's
like Uber
much.
Drivers.
Come on, bro.
You got to
really know who you're gonna be with, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but you also gotta tell people if they're not the one you're gonna be with.
Yeah, you gotta.
You don't know,
like,
Miles. You
be,
don't know.
You
that.
Do know.
Yes, you
do.
Do.
You could,
and
you
might not know, but you might
be
like, you might be like, you someone I want to be with, but I'm not ready now.
Yeah. That's fair.
That's fair, but if you don't
that's
say that,
how that goes? No, that's how it goes.
But that's not fair to her, which means you need to let her know.
No, that's fair.
No, it is, Christina. You told her that you're just not ready right now. She could choose. I'm not holding nobody hostage. I'm not taking nobody phone at the door. I'm
so,
not putting
so
in the
you're
house
gonna tell her you're not ready.
No.
You're gonna tell her you're not ready.
That's
right
literally.
Now.
That's literally how it works.
That's not literally how it works because you guys will
you
start hanging out.
You go into it and just be like,
oh my
tell
God.
Me how I do it. No, you go, tell me how I do it.
No, I'm about to go. You're pissing me off. Like
no,
you,
my, what,
my,
what Miles says makes sense. It's like as long as you're up. Hey, I'm looking for.
Carlton, but
down
yes,
the line.
You
that's
do. You're
do.
Lying. You're lying. You do not.
Christina.
But I don't think you do that. I don't think you go into that saying you're looking for a relationship. But I know for a fact you're not going in there talking about something. Oh, we're just going to see where it's at. Like, there's no way in hell you're
why
initiating
not?
A conversation with a female saying that. Crossing, stop. You're not.
And you might have said it at the beginning, but you ain't. Here's the thing. You can say that shit at the beginning, but that shit ain't like a bookmark. Like, as the relationship
thank
continues, you got to update,
right.
Like, the terms
we
and services.
We talked about
like,
that. Your actions speak louder than your
that
words.
That is very
if
true.
If you
that
don't reiterate it, so you don't sit up there and be telling these girls every other day, oh, we just gonna see where we're at. Because you start doing boyfriend shit. You start hanging out. You start doing like, things become different because you're now hanging out with this person.
Did you, okay,
so then
okay,
they're gonna start thinking that you want something else, which means you're not reiterating the fact that you don't want anything.
So
they're just there thinking
so
you're gonna
that,
change.
Who just said that actions were louder than words? Somebody just said that while we was-
I said it, ding
okay,
dong.
Okay, okay.
Ding
so then,
dong.
So then, my point, if you're sitting here doing all of these things, what the fuck do I need to say to you because you are clearly okay with how this is going because you're still participating.
No, she's
it don't
not.
Mean she's
if you
okay.
Said it at the beginning.
Why she didn't leave, Mom? Why
she
didn't leave?
Not comprehend.
Why she didn't leave?
You know what? I can't talk to someone that's being this ridiculous right now. You're literally being retarded on purpose. You're being ridiculous on purpose, and it's driving me insane right now.
It makes sense. 100% sense.
No, it doesn't. You sound ignorant.
Just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean it doesn't make sense. It works. That's how you end up with somebody that you really fuck with.
Okay.
Not somebody that you gonna settle for. That's the problem. Niggas out here settling and being okay with settling. That's the fucking problem. When you be like,
nah, but this
in 3 months we're gonna be together, and then you be like, fuck, I did tell her we was gonna be together in 3 fucking months. Damn, now I gotta just fucking go with the shit.
No, you don't.
And it's harder for you to leave. Just you don't have to, but
communicate,
then
it's bro.
Communicate it.
Communicate.
And this is like, you can't have it both ways. You can't have that Kevin Samuel shit where y'all say, hey, you woman got to prove yourself as a wife before you can be a wife.
Right.
And then call them stupid for proving that they're a wife and then expecting to be made a wife.
No, that's not, it don't, it's not that extreme, bro. It ain't that extreme.
Yes, it is. Like, that's time. That's energy. That's effort.
Yeah, but it's not that somebody needs to prove that they need to be a wife. It's like we need to see if we fuck with each other or not. It's more like the relationship aspect of it than any other shit. Nigga, I know how to cook and fucking clean. I don't do that
bro,
shit.
So okay. It seems like you talking in a theme. Like, do you have like a breakdown for like how you judge that criteria? Because I know Miles get on me all the time about having progress reports.
Sanity.
So I already know the conversations I'm having, but we want to hear from you. Like,
yeah, how do you know
you fuck with it?
If my mental is taken care of to where I don't have nothing to stress about, I'm not being nagged all the time. We're evolving. We're doing new shit all the time. We're not staying stagnant in everything that we're doing. Like, that kind of shit is cool to me. Like, anything peaceful to where she just really not getting on my nerves and I can see this continuing. That's like my standard, but it's like so simple. So it doesn't take a lot for me, bro. It really don't take a lot. But the thing is like, I don't have to set this like bar of when I'm just so filled with joy to take it to the next step. Like, what is the next step? Nigga, we're going through it as we learn each other. So I don't feel that there's any kind of like timeline that we need to have to gauge. That seems like stress to me. Like I'm trying to get to a certain point. So I gotta do all this to get to this certain point. And
I mean, but y'all doing it together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just doing it.
But how vague that is though, right? Like, how is anybody supposed to invest to be in something where it's like, because it's not a tangible metric. You can't just say like, oh, when the vibe is ready. When like,
why
when
can't
the mood
you?
Is cool, like,
why not, bro? Why not? When the vibe is right, then shit, nigga. Yeah, we're just gonna be like, all right, bet, we together forever. Like, why not?
Nah, bro. That's not how that's going. It's not
time, bro.
It's not going down like that. And you know it too.
It works. It works.
That's the worst part about all this, nigga. Like, you know who you talking to. Like,
you know it, dog. Because
you talking to a nigga, but like, bro, come on.
Because if a woman told you that about fucking, you'd be pissed.
Exactly.
You know you'd be pissed.
Yeah, nigga, stop it.
You'd be pissed. If you knew on that second date you wasn't gonna fuck,
in the screen, yeah. Dude. No, nigga, no.
Then you out.
You already counted.
But what if you liked her? Okay, Jay. But what if you liked her?
Carlton,
and you was gonna wait.
Carlton, this is recorded.
It's cool, but if like the same thing, if a woman's friend zoning a guy, using him for resources, knowing he was just trying to fuck,
but you can
be just stringing him along, having him help you move. Do all kinds of other bullshit. Like, you doing all these things. At some
point, that was funny, dog.
At some point, you just gotta let him know, like, hey, I know you might be feeling this way, but
I'm not the one
I don't
you know
see
ass.
Us as that.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh. And then if he stick around, cool, but make it known. Like,
yeah, bro, but I don't be out here just be like, just, oh, we just gonna vibe. It don't be that extreme. Like, I don't be doing shit like that, bro. I'm very vocal about like where I currently am. And I always give people an out, like, hey, if you're not rocking with it like this, I understand you have feelings too. You can, go about this however you want to. If they don't leave, that's not my fault. I'm not forcing them
if you make it clear and they don't leave, that's what it is. But the way you was talking was like, you were setting impossible bars.
But see, that's the thing. It's not like that in the reality that I live in, though. It's just, we just be chilling. Like, we
so,
just be chilling.
So it's not like that in your head. That's what you just said.
In the reality, it's not like that. Like,
that you live in.
You know, you got two different realities, right? There's yours and then there's hers.
Oh, like, that's true as well. That's true as well. But also, I respect hers. So whatever reality she chooses to live in, whether it's mine or hers, it's just what it is.
So then when do you decide to become one reality?
One reality? Whenever y'all both run into that same realization, and then it's just what it is. You just go from there. I don't. It's just no time, Christina. Y'all just gonna run into it. It's gonna. Oh, this is gonna click. The big bang, boom.
You know what's funny? When y'all run into it, she gonna have been.
She gonna be at ready.
She gonna be like, you know what? I could have been. I've been here. It ain't we. Like it ain't we.
I mean, that is very fair.
Carlton, do you ever initiate these conversations with women, or you wait for them to fire your ass up?
Ooh, that's a good ass question. If I feel
that's what I've been literally saying the entire night because Carlton is not initiating these conversations. It is a good ass question.
I think it's crazy. If I end up like liking them a lot, then I'm going to be the one to just be like, all right, look, I don't want to put anything set in stone, but like I fuck with you and I can see this being XYZ.
This man Carlton just non-committal. It's all good.
Like, that's
not no. It's not that. It's not that I'm not trying to commit.
Carlton, you don't tell him. Here's what you really be meaning by all that bullshit. You mean, hey, you dope and you got wife-like qualities, but I ain't done playing the game and I might be.
It don't have to do it. No, it don't have
to do it. So hold on. So sit over here for a bit until I see what I end up with.
It don't have nothing to do with nobody.
That's exactly what it is.
Because the thing is, like when you invest with somebody like that, bro, you don't want to just be out here wasting your time fucking with somebody else. Because then how are you gonna really know if this person is enough?
Yeah, but you're not ready to invest. You're
sitting here, not even committing to one person. Like that doesn't even make sense. You can't even invest in telling this person I'm willing to stay. No, you're not.
5 years is not an investment.
If you're not willing to tell that person,
I went from $5 in the stock market to goddamn $500. What you mean?
In 5 years, dude, I got to do with it.
So I went from five to 500 because
okay. I'm about to say this, and I'm going to end it right there because you're getting on my nerves, and we're talking in circles. You talk about compromise. The compromise is the woman willing to stay long enough for you to decide what you want. 5 years is long enough. If you are really sitting there trying to tell me and trying to convince me that after 5 years, if you still don't know and you can turn to that woman and say, we good with that, you should be slapped in your face.
Christina, so here's my question.
No, that is wasting her time because at the end of the day, I don't care what you say. No woman is going to stay with a man for over five something years in hopes that he's going to give her a ring. Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
But you're not being honest that you're abusing that.
That's not what I'm doing. I promise you.
Yes, you are,
bro. That's the game that every successful black man plays, damn near. That's the game, bro. Is niggas leverage the fact that niggas out here are not that successful.
So when
you're in a minority, you use it because where else you gonna go?
If somebody feels that way, why wouldn't they just leave though, Miles?
Because where's she gonna go? Niggas ain't shit out here.
Whose fault is that? It's not my fault. I have no control over that.
You don't have control over that. But you got control over how you leverage the power dynamics. Like that's
I'm not doing it to be an asshole or just to be like, damn, well, let me slow down.
It don't matter why you do it.
I give everybody ample opportunity to do whatever they want to do. I'm not forcing nobody to be in this house with me. I'm not forcing nobody to talk to me.
But you just proved Miles's point. There's not a lot of options out here. So people
and
are
that's
going
not
to
my fault. And since there's no options, I need to be like, you know what? I'm just gonna commit to you because I know there ain't too many other niggas out here, and I don't want you to be out there looking forever. Fuck you.
Say that.
That's not
I'm
my
simply
fault.
Saying don't, first of all. No,
that's not my fault. Like, come on, man. If she can't find no good man, secondly, then
that is not what I'm saying. I didn't say it was your fault. I'm simply saying don't waste people's time. If she can't find a good man, she can't find a good man. That has to do with her. I'm simply saying don't waste people's time because that is some shit that they cannot get back.
I can't get it back either, though. If I don't end up with her, then my time is wasted.
You're the one wasting someone's time.
Your time don't work.
Has the leverage, Carlton.
Oh my God. I'm getting back. My time can't be wasted, Lord.
Yeah, I'm about to get off because Carlton's being an idiot and I'm sleeping. So y'all can have the rest of this conversation.
I don't see how I'm lost because I don't see how this don't happen.
Nigga, you ain't lost.
Carlton's trying to act like he is completely oblivious as to what we're saying. Really and at the end of the day, Carlton is still
kind of breakdown. I'm
toxic.
Don't get
you're
it.
Toxic. Once it's all said and done, you are toxic.
It's fair. Okay. That's fair.
All is fair in love and war.